With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. A massive relief effort is underway in the southeast, with many remote communities still isolated in the aftermath of Hurricane Helene. The storm's death toll exceeds 190 across six states.
Locals in Florida's low-lying Big Bend region are trying to decide how to move forward after a direct hit from Hurricane Helene.
I dare you, Debbie, it just compounds all of that.
Deagle Beach native Hud Lilliott and his wife Lori hope to rebuild their canal front home.
So the door was here.
Front door was right here.
A month ago, Brooke Hires and her husband moved from a state-issued trailer where they had lived since Hurricane Idalia. Helene swept their nearly finished house in Horseshoe Bend off of its pilings.
Catastrophic, devastating, heartbreaking, to this magnitude. None of that explains what happened here.
I'm Jennifer King.
President Biden yesterday surveyed the devastation in the Carolinas from air. Today he tours Georgia and Florida. Former President Trump taking a lead role in private relief efforts, including enlisting the help of Elon Musk to restore internet service in the affected areas. Also at SRNNews.com, a staggering amount of money is being collected in the presidential race. Donald Trump's campaign collecting more than $160 million last month.
96% of the donations were under $200, and the average September donation was around $60. The overall fundraising results in the campaign have $283 million total in the final stretch of the 2024 election. Last month, the Harris campaign raked in $361 million, almost triple what Trump raised during the same period.
Correspondent Bernie Bennett. The number of Americans applying for unemployment benefits rose by 6,000 last week to 225,000. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow is down 186 points, the Nasdaq off 28 points. This is SRN News. Generation Z is seeking, but for what?
Young Americans ages 11 to 26 are not especially Christian or even religious, but a new poll from the Barna Group still finds that 64% of them have prayed to God in the past week. To what God is unclear, but they are praying. That percentage is about twice the number of Gen Z who go to church or read the Bible. The numbers suggest that America's youngest people are seeking spiritual answers, even as they turn their backs on traditional faith. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Fact-checkers are taking Tim Walz to task for claiming that a Heritage Foundation project, Project 2025, is calling for a registry of pregnancies. He made the claim during this week's vice presidential debate, but in fact, Project 2025 calls for the collection of accurate and reliable statistical data about abortion, abortion survivors, and abortion-related maternal deaths. This is SRN News. Planetary researchers have been studying what was once classified as our solar system's ninth planet. Today it's known as a dwarf planet.
NASA's James Webb Space Telescope has identified traces of carbon dioxide and hydrogen peroxide on the surface of Pluto's largest moon. Previous observations of Charon found water ice, ammonia, and organic chemicals. Scientists think carbon dioxide might be stirred up by the impacts from asteroids. The new discoveries will help us understand more about radiation and surface chemistry at the far fringes of the solar system. The research was published this week in the journal Nature Communications. I'm Jennifer King.
In the heat of the presidential campaign, a U.S. district judge has unsealed special counsel Jack Smith's latest motion in the Trump 2020 election interference case. And Mr. Trump vigorously denies the allegations against him. His legal team questions the timing of the motion's release. More details, SRNNews.com.